Psalm 40, for the director of music of David, a psalm. So who's talking? David? Yeah, but we read in Hebrews 10, therefore when Christ came into the world, he said, and then words from Psalm 40 are given. So, even though David wrote the psalm, the words in the psalm are Jesus the Christ speaking personally as the Savior, as the Anointed One. As we read Psalm 40, let's try to keep in mind what Jesus said. That Jesus, according to John the Baptist, pointed to him as the Lamb of God who carries and takes away the sin of the world. That Jesus, according to the prophet Jeremiah, is the Lord our righteousness. Let's see how Jesus is taking our place in this life by, throughout his entire life, conquering all of our temptations and perfectly earning our righteousness for us, including keeping the first three commandments. Let's not forget them. And how Jesus goes to the cross carrying our guilt and suffers our condemnation for us, our punishment of hell. How Jesus provides for us sinners our salvation. Keep in mind Gethsemane. Keep in mind the cross. Keep in mind Jesus living a perfectly holy life, being tempted as we are in every way. Keep in mind what Jesus said on the way to the cross to those who did not recognize who he is and what he does. Weep for yourselves and for your children. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look to the proud and to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders you have done. The things you planned for us no one can recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have pierced, or a body you prepared for me. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, here I am. I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. To do your will, O my God, is my desire. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, as you know, O Lord. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and salvation. I do not conceal your love and your truth from the great assembly. Do not withhold your mercy from me, O Lord. May your love and your truth always protect me. For troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails within me. Be pleased, O Lord, to save me. O Lord, come quickly to help me. May all who seek to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, aha, aha, be appalled at their own shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation always say, the Lord be exalted. Yet I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. O my God, do not delay. And we pray. Thank you, Jesus, for being our ransom and for being our brother and for pleading to the Father on our behalf for our forgiveness. Amen. Hymn 220.